Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming up this week, we're going to talk about the most popular areas in Central Florida. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by Realtors Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
Sean Falk.
Hi.
Not Realtor. Corey Fiascanaro, our producer.
Welcome.
And I am a realtor as well. So, place is lousy with realtors. So, before we get started, just a couple things. Number one, watching us on YouTube, please do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button and that thumbs up button for us, if you would. It helps us out a lot with YouTube. You want to hit that notification bell. You'll be notified whenever we add a new video to our channel. So, would appreciate that. But also appreciate you, like, I don't know, buying a house with us. I mean, like I said, we're lousy with realtors here. So you can always reach out. Always reach out. MovingToOrlando.com. Just fill out the contact form. You'll find links to that on the menu bar at the top of the page. And one of these great guys will get in touch with you. Okay, so a few weeks ago on our Moving to Orlando website, I posted a poll asking people to vote on their favorite areas in Central Florida. We get asked this question all the time about, you know, where should I move? Where should I move? So I thought a poll would be good. And we're going to discuss the results of that poll. 555 votes. Now, should I start at the bottom?
Sure.
I should start at the very bottom. St. Cloud with 9 votes, 1.6% of the overall vote, which I think is kind of unfair because I think St. Cloud, it's a very rural area. Mm. You can find a lot of people ask, oh, I want, you know, I don't want to be on top of my neighbor. I want some land. Well, guess what? That's one of the places you're going to find it. It's a little off the beaten path, but still relatively close to Disney World, very close to the Florida Turnpike if you need to get various places. Do you think that's a fair? Do you think too many people overlook St. Cloud?
Yeah. So honestly, St. Cloud, it's a lesser known area right now. It's growing with Lake Nona kind of like going towards that area already. So it's slowly becoming popular, but it's still an area that a lot of people don't really know too much about. There's not a lot of interest drawn towards St. Cloud. There's not there's not a lot there just yet, but there's a lot on its way.
And what we've seen too, is how these areas build up. So remember, you know, a few years ago it was Horizon West. Like everybody had to be in Horizon West.
Right.
Now it's Davenport. We're seeing a lot of interest in Davenport. And I really think personally, I just think St. Cloud is overlooked. Sean?
Yeah, I don't care for St. Cloud that much, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If that's your favorite, that's great. I think my idea of rural is like where I'm from in Tennessee or North Carolina, and I feel like St. Cloud is still, it's almost like the homes have built up into subdivisions without amenities, like without grocery stores, there obviously are some stuff, but it's a little bit of a trek to get to, let's say chain restaurants, that kind of stuff. They're few and far between. It's a lot of houses. And then you can see where there's still builds that are allowing you to have space, especially if the homes are resale. But I do think most of the new build communities really just mirror Davenport, Claremont, whatever. And I don't think the price point is that much less either. I think St. Cloud's pretty expensive for what it is.
Really?
And the cut through of having to get over here, I don't find it to be as I was more surprised because I thought that was an inexpensive option. And I found it just doesn't end up being compared to like Haines City or something that has an easier, quick cut up to like Disney by comparison, even though there's a lot of traffic that way.
Well, I was wrong. St. Cloud was not the bottom. College Park got only 8 votes, 1.4% of the vote. So by one vote, College Park, which is right outside downtown Orlando, and honestly, it's beautiful. College Park is beautiful. Lots of great homes. It is very expensive. because of its proximity to downtown Orlando. Plus, the homes are older in that area. Anywhere around, you know, I'm outside downtown Orlando. You know, this house is relatively new compared to a lot of other homes. This house was built in 1963. So, you know, that's one of the things. You find older homes, but you also find, I mean, some of the homes. You drive around College Park, some of those houses are, was that me?
I have no idea. Somebody's email.
Somebody's went off. Some of the homes are mansions. I mean, they're massive. They're gorgeous. Mm. But we don't hear much about College Park.
Yeah. I mean, at least for me, I feel like College Park doesn't have too much to, at least me personally, I don't think it has a lot to draw people into. I don't think it's one of the big areas that people are focusing on when they're like, okay, I want to move to Florida. College Park is where I want to be.
No.
There's tons of other names, which we'll get over to that later. But, you know, College Park is just a smaller, little area that, doesn't, it's just not a name draw. It's not like, hey, I hear that name. You know, it's one of the best places to live. I got to be there.
Yeah, I agree. College Park, I actually was showing houses in College Park this past week. I was training a new agent that we have coming on and was kind of showing different areas. And we were in College Park and I was talking about how rare it is that somebody wants something in that area. And ultimately they ended up just saying, we don't like any of these houses because they were very dated. Like and it's because a lot of the people who've lived in them can be a good thing because there's not a lot of turnover on the homes outside of downtown. People who live in them, they live in them until they get much older in age, but they also, there comes an age point where you're like, I live here and I don't need to keep renovating it and keep updating to whatever the current time is. And so some of the homes look like they're from the 80s or the 90s or whatever. And they were built a lot older or a lot longer ago. So in some ways, it's a good thing because there's there's less turnover on people purchasing the home. Older homes, you know, they're different build standards compared to now. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But we just don't get a lot of feedback on College Park. And then going with what y'all were saying, for me, the up and coming area and like the hot place to be, I still think it's Claremont. I still think that's like the place, but I think the growing place is Oakland and Mineola. Like those are the two that I really think we're going to hear about a lot. So if I were looking to kind of get in there, that's Mineola and Oakland are kind of the two that I think are on the upswing there.
All right. Well, next up on the list, and this one confuses me to no end, Hunter's Creek. 2.7% of the vote, 15 votes in total. Now, you want to talk about proximity to Disney? I mean, Hunter's Creek is a couple of right turns, and you're on property. And beautiful area. And lots of shopping, lots of restaurants, there's lots of stuff around. Why is Hunter's Creek so far down on this list?
I mean, at least for me, Hunter's Creek, it's a nice area. Like you said, lots of shopping, close proximity, not only to really Disney, but to, Universal as well. You have close proximity to both parks. I think the problem with Hunter's Creek, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's a lot of new build opportunities there. I don't think there's a lot of newer homes there. Kind of similar to, College Park, except for Hunter's Creek at least has closer proximity to a lot of other things. So I think just for this community, it comes down to people want newer nowadays. You know, regardless, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people out there that love older homes. I love older homes. I like my older homes to be more modern, but I like the older, like that they were built in a, you know, later year or an earlier year. Sorry. But as far as Hunter's Creek, I just think that a lot of people prefer newer builds.
But some, you know, as Sean pointed out on a home tour that we did a few weeks ago, this gorgeous home in Hunter's Creek that had so much potential.
Yeah.
And great amount of land right on a lake.
It's over 3,000 square feet.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the home sold like that. But do you agree that, you know, Hunter's Creek, because it's a little older?
It is. And I think somewhat that it's a little older. I get people all the time that email in and they're saying, you know, we don't want anything that's more than 10 years old, or we don't like, they want it all, like, really. And I'm not even they, it's you watching. Like, I understand that you want it all. They're like, this is my budget. My budget's 400,000, 500,000. I want a pool and I want it to be modern and I want it to be this. The easiest thing to pull out of that and throw it out is the modern aspect. Especially if you want a pool, because a lot of new homes don't have pools. Like, builders don't put them in as much. Lot sizes are smaller now than they used to be years ago, so it was easier to put a pool after the fact. So it is just, I love when that comes up and people be like, point, point, point. I'm like, okay, it all looks good. And then they're like, and I want a pool. And I'm like, like, Horizon West would have been perfect for you right up until that moment, that you must have a pool, but you also want something no more than 10 years old or 5 years old or whatever. So, Hunter's Creek gets overlooked for that. I think the other reason is that you can't just look up Hunter's Creek. Like, if you're looking for Dr. Phillips, Celebration, whatever, like, Celebration is a great example. Celebration is part of Kissimmee. But same way with, like, Reunion is part of Kissimmee, but address wise, the post office will recognize you writing Celebration, and they will also recognize you writing Kissimmee. So both are acceptable. Whereas Hunter's Creek is not its own thing. So even if we send you stuff in the MLS, it shows up as Orlando.
Yep.
And people don't quite understand where in Orlando so big. Like, you kind of don't get, I think conceptually people don't get where Hunter's Creek is, but it is sadly overlooked. And my buyers, I was just saying I was showing them in College Park. They also looked in Dr. Phillips. They also looked in Hunter's Creek, and they overwhelmingly ended up picking Hunter's Creek out of the three because they just got a lot for their money by comparison.
All right. Let me take a look here. Next up on the list, I just had it here, was Champions Gate, 4.5% of the vote, 25 votes. Why is Champions Gate toward the bottom of this list? What do you think?
At least for me, it comes down to the taxes and just the HOA fee. There's just so many expenses when it comes to Champions Gate. Don't get me wrong, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, but I think those two things adds a lot more, you know, things that a homebuyer has to worry about. It's more money that they have to pay out of their pocket that they have to worry about. On top of that, it's technically sort of in a resort style community. Mm-hmm. While there are residential sections of Champions Gate, you're still going to have those short-term rentals, section that are still going to be using those same amenities. And, I've drove, into Champions Gate multiple times, and getting through that gate as a visitor is probably the worst thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's so bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, as a homeowner, you can go through one of the other gates. You're fine. You're good. But if you're coming in there for the first time, where you have family coming in, they have to go through the visitor gate, and that traffic, especially around spring break and summer, that traffic comes all the way out. Like, it whips out of the street leading up to the gate and goes onto this major road, and then it winds out both directions on that major road.
Oh, wow.
Are you talking about the gate to the community?
Well, I mean, even that is still pretty backed up, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what you were saying.
No, both. The gate to the community and coming off I-4 gets pretty backed up, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of taxes because of CDDs and resort style community. I just think there's a lot that kind of sways people off of it. But the flip side is that it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. It's on a golf course. The amenities are amazing. But
yeah, I agree with that. I think that traffic is the number one problem in my view. Also, it's very short-term rental heavy. So if you want to live there long-term, I think that's something to contend with, which wouldn't bother me because I would have no problem living in Reunion. And that doesn't, a Reunion resort specifically, but so I don't care as much about the short-term rental aspect. I just think it's a great fit for somebody who needs a very large home. Like, if you have 5, 6 kids, 7 kids, I've had people that had 10 kids before, and we end up putting them in over that way, Emerald Island, like those types of resort communities, because you can get a pool and you can get these like 7-bedroom houses, 8-bedroom houses, that are predominantly for short-term renting, but it'd be tough with living there full-time. I don't think I would do that. I'm actually surprised that was as high as it was. I actually would say that's based on other people not knowing what College Park is or not knowing what St. Cloud and Hunter's Creek is, because I actually think that would probably be the bottom of the list if people could actually see all of them in person.
All right. Let's look at the next one. This was a huge surprise to me. 29 votes, 5.2%. Dr. Phillips.
Blasphemy.
I know. I know. Poor Fiasco is devastated.
That's my turf. That's where I live.
And that's why it's so low on the list.
You know what?
They're like, he lives there.
It all makes sense now.
It's smelly Italian.
I get where people are coming from. I think they're looking more at price point is really like where that – I think it depends on how you voted, if it's based on proximity to parks and if money's no object kind of thing. I think Dr. Phillips is higher, but I think for a lot of people,
look at the price. Fiasco isn't exactly rolling in it. He got a beautiful home.
Yeah.
And a gated community across the street from Universal.
I mean, I can't talk Dr. Phillips up enough. I mean, I'm a Trader Joe's person. And if you want a Trader Joe's in the Central Florida area, you got the one in Dr. Phillips, you got the one in Winter Park. And I need Trader Joe's. But besides that, like, you could easily argue and probably be correct that we have the best array of dining options off of Disney property. Mm-hmm. Like, we have Restaurant Row. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to avoid the I-4, I can get to Disney and not even go in the I-4. So mm-hmm. that's a huge plus, too. If you go back to our worst things about living in Orlando, I-4 was the reoccurring thing we talked about. You can avoid that completely and still get to Universal and Disney. So,
all right. Now, I am not surprised by the next one, not because it is not a gorgeous area, but this is about price point. Winter Park, 30 votes, 5.4%. Winter Park, probably one of, if not the most expensive neighborhood to live in. Not difficult at all to find a home in Winter Park in the 7 figures, over $1 million.
Yeah.
Not difficult at all. And so when people are coming looking to spend $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, Winter Park is not where they're going to look. You might find something, but what you're going to get somewhere else for the same price will be a lot more house. But Winter Park, it's beautiful. It's incredible dining. But you don't show many houses up there, do you?
No, at least I don't. And I think for me, I think the reason why comes to, if you're going to be spending that amount of money in a community like that, a lot of people automatically think of some of the other ones that are probably going to pop up on our list, but Windermere, Celebration, like these are areas that are going to be closer to where they want to be at, and still get houses that are just as nice and at price point. So I think that's what it comes down to, is that a lot of people just prefer to be over towards closer to the parks. And if they're going to spend that amount of money, they're just going to spend it on one of those locations instead.
Yeah, I'm shocked at how high Winter Park was, because it's a combination of that's not a place we talk about. Like, we really don't discuss Winter Park. Some people do get it mixed up with Winter Garden, and so maybe some people accidentally
voted
that, thinking they were talking. Yeah, maybe some people thought they were voting for that. But I mean, Winter Park is a great area. We do get a lot of people, and it's something to just say and address, and this is a great show to do that on. We get asked a lot about places like Apopka, Sanford, Castleberry, whatever. It's when this all first started, and I was just by myself as the only agent, like, out selling, I kind of just had to be like, I gotta set up a limit here, because I live in Kissimmee. So I'm like, I gotta set a limit here on how far I can go, because I just can't go everywhere. And so for me to get to, you know, Lake Mary is like an hour and 45 minutes, depending on traffic. So from where I am. So, but now as we have more people coming on and they're in different areas, it's going to be a lot easier to expand to places like that. But I think some of it has to do with Winter Park is also the highest of the neighborhoods we listed. Cause we do get people in the Facebook group that talk about, you know, we're moving to Apopka, or we're moving to wherever. And we do sell there, but it's just few and far between, because we don't really push it. So I think for Winter Park to have gotten 30 votes, and it's a great area. I just maybe we're missing something. Like maybe for us to not advertise it. Like that's a pretty good number in there.
Well, next is a tie between Kissimmee and Horizon West. Each got 33 votes, 5.9% of the vote. What do you think?
I am blindsided. I'm shocked. I thought Horizon West was going to be farther up, honestly. I also think Kissimmee was going to be just a little bit lower. And it's not to say anything bad about Kissimmee. Kissimmee's a nice area, too. It's just that
tremendous opportunities in Kissimmee.
Exactly. Yeah. You get more for your money in Kissimmee.
Much more.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily that's a bad area. It's just I'm shocked that the same amount of people that want to be in Horizon West also want to be in Kissimmee.
Well, I think because people are starting to realize more and more. We talk about Kissimmee quite a bit. Mm. And not that Horizon West isn't fantastic. But as Ruben pointed out, you're getting more for your money in Kissimmee. And, you know, proximity to Disney.
Yeah.
Is you can throw a rock and hit the castle, basically.
Yeah. Oh, I live off Point Siana, where like Highway 192 meets Point Siana. But like I try to keep people north of 17, which is like the cut through underneath. So I live in that chunk, and I live as close, if not closer, than the people who live in Independence Hamlin area from the park. Because everyone's always like, "Oh, I want to live there because I'm right by the park." I'm just as close as those people are. So
you're not paying for a house.
I didn't pay anywhere close to what it costs to live in Horizon West. Now that's a really pretty area. There's nice shopping. There's some good opportunities there. Still, there's a lot of build options, but there's a lot of build options in Kissimmee too. I mean, we did townhomes with Fiesta Key. The road that I live on, there's a new community that just came in with Hanover Homes, and I know Ruben really likes Hanover Homes. So, there's definitely good options to still build. There's also I call it West Kissimmee, which I consider anything west of Celebration, but still in Kissimmee. Reunion's technically in Kissimmee. I consider my area Central Kissimmee. So it's it's like 30 miles is the stretch of Kissimmee. So, that Central and West side, I think, are great.
Next up, I think, is a testament to what we're seeing starting to happen. Davenport, 40 votes, 7.2%. Now, I think a couple of years ago, Davenport would have been at the very bottom of this list. But more and more people are discovering it as some of these places, the prices increase. And there are great opportunities in Davenport. We're seeing Davenport come up an awful lot. When I look at, I'm not out doing the selling the way these guys are. I'm kind of crunching everything behind the scenes. And I see these contracts come in, Davenport, more and more frequently.
Yeah. So the great thing about Davenport, and very similar to Kissimmee when we talked about it, the price for the homes over there, when you compare that to like other areas that are more popular, you can get some really nice homes at a really, really great price that has a pool. I mean, I've sold a home that had a private pool, a four bedroom, and it was under $300,000.
Wow.
You will not be able to do that over in some of the other communities. So it's that you can get a lot more for your money, 100% over in Davenport.
See, and this is what I get for not writing this list out before I do the show and ordering it, because I skipped over Lake Nona. Lake Nona got 5%.
I was wondering when that was coming up. I was like, there ain't no way it's that high.
5%, 5% of the vote, 28 votes. Now, personally speaking, I think Lake Nona is perfectly nice. It's not for me. I just find it too, I don't know. I feel like I'm like looking at the Truman Show or something.
I think it depends on what people are looking at. Because I think what most people call Lake Nona is Laureate Park. Like, that's really what they mean. And Laureate Park is like, if you look on the map near Lake Nona, there's like this circle with a line through it. It kind of looks like a Pokemon ball or something. And that is Laureate Park. And that's that walkable area that's right by the hospitals that has like the boat area. There's like the little channels that kind of come through there, where some people have boats, I think that's what you were referring to, right? It's more of that.
Well, just like not even walkable just park. Like I think Laureate Park is really nice. I think it's got a lot. It's very charming. Lake Nona itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It just never spoke to me. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Just personally, it never spoke to me.
Yeah, and I understand that because the homes are a little bit closer together. I'm just because I'm trying to fit more over there. And it's more of a suburban feel, more like smaller lots, close up homes, that suburban. Every home looks very similar to each other. The flip side to it is that, you know, it's a really, really nice community. Like, the community's gorgeous, in my opinion. And I do think one of the drawbacks that come from it, though, you are close to the airport, so you can hear some of the planes sometimes. That isn't something that would bother me. I would be okay with living in Lake Nona. That would never bother me because you don't hear when you're inside the house for the most part. But if you're out swimming in the pool, you know, hanging out in the hot tub, you're going to hear that plane going by, like, every now and then.
Yeah, it's on an approach path. My house is on an approach path for Orlando International, and I record shows here. You never hear you never hear the planes. That's never bothered me. Yeah. That particular thing is.
I did have a question as far as Davenport goes, because like we get that a lot, and like Ruben is in Davenport a lot more than I am, and does more with new builds than I do. I obviously the one that does most of the home tours and stuff, but I'll call him and be like, hey, like, you know, have you dealt with Hanover Homes? Have you dealt with Taylor Morrison there or whatever? And so he has, for the most part, done a lot with like most all the new builds. But like, so like the new stuff that's coming up, because like, it's Davenport kind of like divides a bit because like I-4 cuts through and that's Champions Gate. So like when we're talking Davenport, like, do you feel like that's like below I-4 what the houses you were talking about?
It kind of goes on both sides. It's kind of like a bubble. So I-4 goes like this. You can't really see my hands down here, but I-4 kind of goes like this. So then like on this side and then like this on the side. North side. Yeah. But like, it's going to be like a bubble, kind of like a half bubble that goes around that area. So there's some parts on the south side and some parts on the north side. There's some new communities coming to that are really nice. The farther south you go, though, you're going to get more for your money because you're going farther away from the theme parks. And the farther you get away from the theme parks, the more you can get for your money because you're not as close to the parks in those areas.
Right.
That's kind of leaning more towards Haines City, which I don't think is on the list, but Haines City's kind of...
No, I did not put Haines City on the list.
Okay. Haines City and Davenport are kind of like side by side. So the closer you get to Haines City, and even if you go into Haines City, you can get some nice homes for a pretty low price, at least as of right now. You know, this area is growing and people are becoming more interested in this area. So as of right now, you can get some pretty nice homes for a pretty low price.
All right. Next up, with 8.6% of the vote, Windermere. And I think Windermere is on this list where it is because of price point. Mm-hmm. Windermere is a very, very exclusive neighborhood. And there are sections of Windermere that are among the most exclusive in all of Florida.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and right near the parks. But again, kind of like that Winter Park thing. And I think it's, because again, not hard to find $1 million+ home in Windermere. Yeah. But unlike Winter Park, it's right near Disney. It's right near the theme parks. Mm-hmm. Whereas Winter Park, you got a good half hour, 40-minute drive to the parks. So I think that's the difference here on this.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I mentioned earlier that, if someone was looking to spend the amount of money to be in Winter Park, more than likely they'll probably lean towards Windermere just because same price, closer to the parks. And some homes, you can actually see the fireworks from right outside your yard. So you can just be right there in the yard, relaxing. And whenever the fireworks do start up again, you can see them clear as day, or clear as night, I guess, technically. So it's a great area. I do agree that the price point is probably why it's a little lower, though.
I do want to mention, because if you're not like actively here seeing it, you might not know, Dr. Phillips and Windermere flow directly into each other. So
look at them with the Dr. Phillips plug again.
If you're living in Dr. Phillips, you know, you're close to all the things Windermere has to offer too. Just saying.
You are. Yeah. I mean, they really go hand in hand, but Windermere, before I moved to Florida, and when I moved to Florida, I felt like the ultimate goal was I must live in Celebration. And like Pete and I have talked about on shows, that's always the mindset. I was like, I'd been to Celebration. I'd come down to Disney. My family made like a special trip to go look at Celebration because we'd always just heard about it and lauded it as like this like, you know, place utopia. To be. Yeah, the utopia to be and everything. And I still think it's nice. I think it's pretty. But now that I live here, Windermere feels more like an ultimate goal than Celebration does to me. So
I would agree with that.
The next two are neck and neck with Claremont at 11.5%, 64 votes, and Winter Garden getting one more vote, 11.7%, 65 votes. So I know, Ruben, you're Claremont born and bred. You love Claremont. What do you think? What do you think of it with so close to Winter Garden?
Yeah. So first off, I don't think I voted in the poll, so I want to add my vote in there to make sure we can like tie this up a little bit. Because I do think Claremont's phenomenal. I probably sound like a broken record because I don't know how many shows I brought up Claremont and how much I absolutely love Claremont, but it's great and it's an ever expanding community. Sean's already mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, if there's an area that's expanding, growing more right now, it's going to be Claremont. So I truly, honestly, 100% recommend Claremont to everybody. Bias here, but it's an area that has a lot that's coming to, including the Olympus Project, including a
lot of new build communities.
Right. There's no shortage of new build communities in Claremont. And, you know, to kind of wrap up with Claremont, Mineola, Oakland, they're right next door to Claremont. Mm-hmm. They're kind of wrapped up in there as well. They have some new builds there too. So there's so many opportunities in Claremont. I think what kind of separates it from Winter Garden, even though it was one vote, I do think it's farther from the parks, at least as of right now, it's farther from the parks to mm-hmm. travel to Disney. And I think that's why it's probably not number one, honestly. I think if it was a little bit closer to the parks, I think it would have a high
but
possibility.
Also consider this. 20 years ago, the man for whom this studio is named, Bob Varley, bought a house and his family, bought a new build in Claremont. And it was an up-and-coming area. Now, we've seen other up-and-coming areas. We're just talking about Winter Garden. That, you know, and not that they're not popular still or anything like that, but there's the next new thing, right? There's the next new thing. Right now, a lot of attention moving to Davenport. Here it is 20 years later, and Claremont's still a thing. That says an awful lot about the area. It says an awful lot about the dogs that are barking. This is what you get when you do this stuff from your house.
They add their boats to Claremont, too.
Oh, somebody's at my front door. That's why. It's probably a delivery from Amazon because that's apparently all I do anymore.
Yeah.
I think it says a lot about Claremont. I think Claremont's gorgeous. I think it's just very, very relaxing. It's very, but also very close to Disney. So you have kind of, you're not in the tourist corridor per se, but you're close enough to get there when you want to.
And I think if you want like real lakes, like not the non-man-made lakes,
yeah,
Claremont is such a good option for that. And without like breaking your bank. So, I mean, if you want to be on the Butler chain, that kind of stuff, it's really expensive through Windermere to be there. But you can go to Claremont and be on the lakes there, and or even down to like Winter Haven, which I know wasn't on there. You know, there's, you know, tons of opportunities there with lakes and all that kind of stuff. But the even the older homes that have already been built, I've been in a lot of those resale homes, and they're like right at, you know, Lake Benihaha and that kind of stuff. Oh, my, it's great. So I highly recommend Claremont. I actually like Claremont better than Winter Garden. I don't care as much about Winter Garden. I get the hype. And I get the proximity, all that kind of stuff. I just find Claremont to be more unique than Winter Garden.
Okay. So, and Ruben, who did not cast his vote in this poll, tied it up with that. And I did not vote in this poll either. So I'll go ahead and cast my vote for Claremont too.
There we go.
So it pulls ahead. ahead of Winter Garden.
I would like to cast my vote for Winter Garden.
Your vote doesn't count.
I back out.
Your vote doesn't count. I'm so sorry.
But Dr. I would like Phillips. To say Winter Garden is still really cool. Like,
it is.
So
it is. It's I love Winter Garden and that downtown. Oh my God.
Plant Street, Main Street and Plant Street is absolutely fantastic. Incredible. All the beautiful homes too.
Beautiful homes.
And then also to mention, it is my favorite place to go out of my way and shop. You know, we have Millennium Mall, we have the Florida Mall, we have the outlets, but all the areas I just mentioned get really busy. The Grove in Winter Garden is very chill, laid back. I think they have the best Target in the area. They got Best Buy. They got World Market. It's a fun, relaxed place to vibe and shop. I like it a lot there.
And does it come to as a surprise to anyone that by a good margin, number one on our list with 128 votes, 23.1% is Celebration. And I get it. I do get it. That it's the town that Disney built, although Disney's not there anymore. It's very charming, charming downtown, charming, beautiful, beautiful homes in a variety of price points, most of which are expensive. Very difficult to find a home in Celebration. They don't come, not that many of them come on the market. And when they do, especially right now, they go really quick. But and I get why with our audience, Celebration would be the pinnacle. You want to move here to live closer to Disney, to the theme parks, Celebration, the town that Disney built. So is Golden Oak, but you know, now we're just getting stupid in terms of what it costs. If you Golden Oak, if you don't have $2 million to start, you're not even getting in the gate. But now, Sean, you said that you originally viewed Celebration as the goal, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. If I didn't live here, I would have voted for Celebration. So I'm not shocked that that's the number one. That is the place to be for a Disney fan, since Golden Oak wasn't an option on the list. So I think that it's stunning. Visually, it's great. And it's nice to be there. It's just, I feel like I just like other things better. And that was just all I knew at the time when I moved here. I'm like, Celebration's where you need to be. And for me, it's not. I just closed on a house on Friday in Celebration and they got a fantastic house. They got a great deal. So you would not get anything in that price point at this point. We had a long closing. But yeah, it's not, you could get a single family home that right now that's pretty very nice inside for probably $750,000, I would say, is like kind of what you're looking at. So which is on par with other areas like Windermere or let's say Winter Park, whatever. Like you could, I mean, they're definitely high-end areas. So proximity to Disney, you can't beat that with Celebration. And I think for a lot of people, they like the walkability too.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people who ask about walkable places, and Celebration's really one of the only ones.
Yeah. Well, so there you have it, folks. That is the results of our poll on the best areas to live in Central Florida. We'll include a link to the results of this poll in the show notes right below this. And of course, if you are interested in finding a home here in the Central Florida area, please reach out to one of these two gentlemen, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com, or Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, at movingtoorlando.com. And they would be more than happy to help you. And that will do it for this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week.